Her name is Adriana Kush. She was 14 years old. She's dead. Adriana committed suicide on February 3rd after being physically bullied at Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township, New Jersey. That's in Ocean County, if geography is important to you. The aftermath of this tragedy has shown failure again in multiple ways, from a superintendent this time who actually blamed the victim, to a process of addressing bullying in New Jersey schools that has long desperately been in need of change. Our first guest joins us to examine many elements of this issue. She is a certified bullying prevention specialist, while being the founder and executive director of the Camel Project. She's also author of the book, Not All Camels Live in the Desert. Pamela Gockley, how are you today, Pamela?
I'm doing well, and thank you for keeping this discussion going.
Well, Pamela and I talked off the air. Certainly, you don't need me to remind you about the story of Mallory Grossman. If you do, the audio is still up in the audio archive at our website. And I remember at the time calling out the politicians to do something, and yet it's just status quo. When you look at this story, just to give a fast, for those who are listening and might have not really been focused on this, again, this involves four students at Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township. One of the teenagers involved in the attack is now facing aggravated assault charges, two facing conspiracy to commit aggravated assault, a fourth is charged with harassment. That's from the Ocean County prosecutor. Adriana was walking down the hall with a boyfriend in the hallway, and she was attacked with a 20-ounce water bottle to the face. By the way, if you don't think that's a big deal, try and let me know how it feels. I'll be waiting for your answer on that. Kicked, punched, hair pulled, bruised. She blacked out. How did the school respond? Well, I mentioned what the superintendent, now former superintendent, said about blaming the victim and her home life. But did they call the police? Most reports say no, it was dad who got the police involved. Did they call the EMTs? Nope. They sent her to the nurse's office. Did they miss anything to do wrong in this, Pamela?
Well, I would like to say for the record, I don't think there was anything done correctly through this whole event, unfortunately.
We have a policy here in New Jersey, and the HIB policy, harassment, intimidation, bullying, which sounds like a great idea, that we get, it's a multiple level scoring of how our school is performing. Problem is, it's all a self-assessment. And I went over to the Central Regional High School webpage to see, and they don't even have a current report. It's the latest one they have is 2020-2021 school year. And let's just see how they self-assess themselves at Central Regional High. HIV programs, approaches, or other initiatives, maximum score of 15. They gave themselves a 14. Training on the BOE, Board of Education approved HIV policy, maximum score of 9. They gave themselves an 8. Other staff instruction training programs, maximum score of 15. Well, they gave themselves a 13 on this one. I guess they see a little work needed there. If you're getting the drift here. If you look at the school grade with a maximum potential of 78, Central Regional High School gave themselves a 71. And no one thinks this is a bad idea, a self-assessment, Pam? What's more obvious is needed here?
Well, and, you know, it just, unfortunately, there has to be somebody getting hurt or somebody has to die before most folks will pay attention. But they are allowed to not be responsible. So what the Camel Project does is we bring the whole community together to make everybody accountable. So it's not being accountable to a form on a website. You're being accountable to the parents, and the parents are being accountable to the school, and the students are being accountable to them as well. So we have a whole school, whole community program through the Camel Project to hold everybody accountable, to set standards, to make everybody, to put everybody on the same page. What we struggle with is getting people to admit there's a problem. And unfortunately, there is not that, like you said, the ability to hold them accountable. And that's where I think the legislators have to really step in. this, I mean, the self-assessment is nonsense, really. And, you know, an incident can happen, and we were working with a school who there was a murder in the school that was never reported to the federal government. So, and then there was a school shooting. And we have to think, too, this does not happen in a vacuum. This has been a long time coming. And those years that this has been building up, 74% of bullying starts with verbal bullying. It rarely starts with physical. It leads up to it. That means the adults in the room are missing the signs and symptoms of where students are going because they're not paying attention, they're not educated, or there's really no accountability if they don't. But just be sure, this does not happen in a vacuum. There have been arguments between these girls before, and it built up. Nobody stepped in, build up. Nobody stepped in, and it got to the point where now there's a young girl that's dead. And I don't know how many thoughts and prayers we can give to this. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. We are going in and doing things with schools that are willing to take not criticism, but alternative perspectives and other options. So we don't do the policy, procedure, punishment thing. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist, so we work through this very complex, multi-layered behavior of bullying.
And you know, just to put everything out here, Central Regional High School, again, you have to really work to find it on their website. They have a 25-page bullying process and procedure and policy, apparently none of which they've even thought to read, but we're looking at a triangle here, aren't we, Pamela? We have the students, we have the teachers, we have the parents. Each have different responsibilities, but it's all to arrive at the same destination, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's a very good way of putting it. It is absolutely a triangle. And, you know, if the school and the parents don't do it, guess who pays the price? The students, the youth. So we're an advocate for the youth. We're an advocate for students. So we make each one of those be responsible. And the students have a role to play, too. And what we talk about a lot is the peer-to-peer bullying. We also talk about the institutional bullying. We talk about the generational bullying, the cultural bullying. We talk about the culture of bullying, and we want to break that down. There's generations. There's, you know, the culture of a society. We break it down and make sure we all are on the same page because many times bullies don't know they're bullies. They don't understand the words they're using causes pain. You know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me is a farce today. That is no longer true. And we can't fake it till we make it either because it's no longer working. And like you said, we need to initiate a shift in culture, and that's what we go in for an entire school year. We work with the school in the entire year because nobody learns new skills or relationship or coping or resilience skills in a four-hour training. It is a practice. It is a daily procedure, and that's what we go into a school for an entire year with the parents, with the teachers, with the administrators, with the lunch ladies, the bus drivers, and the custodians who really run the
I'm having our time with Pamela Glockley, who is a bullying prevention specialist, founder, executive director of the Camel Project. Her book is Not All Camels Live in the Desert, thecamelproject.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. My fear always is that time brings about forgetting. The grave, the flowers wilt away. The healing is at least tried to be achieved, and things go on. Until the next time, and we just repeat the same process. We have to really look at, you know, what is required to say enough. Now is the time.
I personally think we should go after funding. You need to do this or the funding, and it's not a checkbox. It's not a self-evaluation. We need to be able to go in and get a real, live, honest-to-goodness evaluation of what's happening.
And certainly it's wonderful to have a 25-page bullying policy, but if you're not going to adhere to even one damn word of it, it's just a PDF on a screen. It's not even paper you can use for scrap, although that's about all it's worthy for, at least in the case of Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township. And if you have a problem with me saying it, too bad, because that's the fact and you're proving it through your lack of action. For many years, we've had teachers coming forward now, obviously before would have been better. We have students coming forward. The school board certainly heard about that this past Thursday night. It's a culture of violence that's allowed to exist in that school. And when you think about what Adriana Kush was facing that provoked her to take the action she did, she saw no other way. I mean, if you want to know the definition of bottom, you know, Adriana found it, and she didn't see an opportunity, a way, a path, because sometimes suffering in silence is the situation, a lack of support, a lack of understanding, a lack of awareness, but nevertheless, the ending became the tragedy that it did. There is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. We can call or text 988 if you don't have a professional you feel comfortable with by knowledge. And that's one thing you can do, take a step forward, whether it be you or someone that you know in your family, your child, whatever the case may be. For you hot air blowhards down in Trenton with this self-assessment that we have here in New Jersey, don't you think it would be a wonderful idea if you like to expand the bureaucracy, have a bullying assessment department to go to the schools and do these assessments instead of relying on the schools to grade on their own curves. Maybe I'm just thinking of too much logic. Maybe I'm trying to go against the teachers union. But when a child dies because of lack of action and no one does anything to change it, who is in a position to change it, that ain't right. And that's got to change. Or whoever is in your seat of elected leadership, quote unquote, well, maybe the butt in that seat needs to change then too. All right, that's my rant for the morning. But we've been joined by Certified Bullying Prevention Specialist, founder and executive director of the CAMEL Project. Find out more if you're a school administrator, if you're a parent, any point in between in that education and protecting our child process, because information is empowerment. That's not a slogan. That's, again, the facts. The CAMEL Project.org. Pamela's book, Not All Camels Live in the Desert. Pamela Gockley, thank you so much for the work that you do. And my hope is that your words will keep this tragedy the active, useful catalyst it could be to make a change happen, not just in New Jersey, but elsewhere. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you.